I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Iran's parliament is considering a bill that would limit religious freedom even more. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs USA says the bill was first proposed in 2018, and authorities have been tweaking it ever since.
What it would do would prevent, really, religious expression, particularly as it relates to saying something that would be perceived as negative about Islam. Obviously, what the government would say is, if you're encouraging a Muslim to leave Islam and follow Jesus Christ, well, that's negative about Islam. That would fall under this bill and could end up with you in prison.
Iranian Christians already risk arrest and torture for sharing the gospel and starting house churches. So please ask God to strengthen them in the coming days. And we're finally past 2020, a year full of discouragement and disappointment. E3 Partners recognizes that sometimes in the midst of darkness, God's hope and peace can be difficult to find. And that's why they launched Field Stories of Hope. These short articles offer a glimpse of how God is working around the world. E3's Jeff Johnston.
When the pandemic started, there was just a lot of sadness and negativity and loneliness. And we wanted people to know that God was still moving in the midst of all of this, that good things were still happening, that some amazing things were happening, not only in spite of this, but kind of because of it.
From a 100-mile journey to a pandemic-inspired ministry, Field Stories of Hope show how God is still faithful in hard times. Learn more about these stories and how you can be praying at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.